Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood overthinker turned chill guru, and welcome back to Overthinking Detox. You know, life can sometimes feel like a roller coaster, right? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting down into a pit of stress and overwhelm. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon that can help you navigate those twists and turns with grace and ease? That secret weapon is called emotional intelligence. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here we go with another self-help buzzword, hear me out. Emotional intelligence isn't just some trendy concept reserved for therapists and corporate boardrooms. It's about understanding your own emotions, recognizing the emotions of others, and using that knowledge to build stronger relationships, make better decisions, and ultimately live a happier, more fulfilling life. Think about it like this. Emotional intelligence is like having a superpower. It allows you to see beyond the surface level and understand the deeper motivations and feelings driving people's actions. It helps you respond to situations with calmness and clarity instead of letting your emotions take over and lead you down a path of frustration or conflict. So, what are some key takeaways from this emotional intelligence power-up? First things first, get to know yourself. Pay attention to your feelings throughout the day. When do you feel happy, sad, angry, stressed? What triggers these emotions? Understanding your own emotional landscape is like having a map of your inner world, and it's essential for navigating life's challenges with awareness and intention. Next up, practice empathy. This means stepping outside of your own perspective and trying to see things from other people's points of view. Imagine yourself in their shoes, consider their experiences, and try to understand what they might be feeling. Remember, everyone is dealing with their own unique set of challenges, and a little empathy can go a long way in building bridges and fostering understanding. Now, let's talk about communication. Being emotionally intelligent means communicating effectively, both verbally and nonverbally. Pay attention to your tone of voice, body language, and facial expressions. These cues can speak volumes even when you're not saying a word. Also, practice active listening, truly hearing what the other person is saying without interrupting or formulating your response before they finish speaking. Here's another superpower. Self-regulation. This means learning to manage your emotions in healthy ways. When you feel overwhelmed or stressed, take a deep breath, count to 10, or engage in a calming activity like meditation or yoga. Don't let your emotions control you. Instead, strive for balance and inner peace. Lastly, remember that emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, practice, and self-reflection. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress along the way, and never stop learning and growing. Ever find yourself getting caught up in a heated argument? You know, one of those situations where emotions run high, words get said that can't be unsaid, and you're left feeling drained and frustrated. That's where emotional intelligence comes in handy. Let's say your friend is ranting about their boss and you start to feel yourself getting angry, maybe because you've had a similar experience or because you just don't like that person. Instead of letting your anger take over and potentially escalating the situation, try taking a moment to pause. Breathe deeply, listen to your friend's concerns without judgment, and offer support instead of fueling the fire. You might say something like, "That sounds really frustrating. I can see why you're upset." Acknowledging their feelings while staying calm shows empathy and helps to escalate the situation. Remember, even when things get tough, emotional intelligence gives you the tools to respond with grace, understanding, and resilience. It's about choosing kindness over conflict, listening over lecturing, and understanding over judgment. So, what's your next step? Take a moment right now to reflect on how you can apply these principles in your own life. Perhaps it's taking a few deep breaths before responding to a challenging situation or practicing active listening with someone you love. Remember, small changes can lead to big transformations. Keep shining, beautiful souls. Until tomorrow, remember, overthink less, live more. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little emotional intelligence boost and let me know in the comments what resonated most with you. I can't wait to hear from you.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.